It's time for our Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Caselli Insurance and Real Estate in Marseilles. You can call them at 815-795-4028. I'm Brendan Burke with Riverman head coach Jared Bednar. Saturday in Grand Rapids, shutout number 5 for Jake right now. He's making it awfully hard for you to take him out of the net.
Well, he's certainly had Grand Rapids numbers, played extremely well both in their building and at home against Grand Rapids, and last game was no different. Both teams struggled to try and create anything offensively, but we did have our breakdowns, and Grand Rapids got some quality scoring chances, and Jake just seemed to make everything look routine, and he smothered all the rebounds. He didn't allow many rebounds, that's for sure. Anything that hit him, it stuck to him, and he covered it up, which made our job a lot easier in front of them.
It's a coach's dream to even ask this question, but do you have two number one goalies right now?
I like to think that we do, yeah. I think at certain times the guys have stepped up and played extremely well, and right now Jake is a guy that's looks like he's on top of his game, and hopefully that can continue. I like to see both guys continue to play on a weekly basis and keep both of them feeling comfortable in the net.
Nygaard gets the game-winning goal in the third period. It seemed like the Mink, Hensick, Nesbitt line kind of quieted down the last couple of games, but you've been having the scoring picked up by that third and fourth lines.
Well, it's important that we have that depth. I mean, we see ourselves as a four-line team. Obviously, a couple of our lines don't produce as much as that top line usually does, but it's important that when teams focus on that line and put their matchups out there against them, if we can't get away from them, then we need other guys to step up. And I felt that line worked extremely hard. Dave Spien has been working like nobody else, and with Nygaard back in the lineup, you get Del Rivera, two guys that are willing to go to the net and go into those hard areas, and they're quick in small areas as well, and they create their turnovers with physical play and quickness in the offensive zone, and then they just have to do a better job of getting pucks to the net and tracking down the rebounds. And on that, when it was a low to high play, went to the point, and Nikitin sifted it to the net, and they had all three guys go on there, and Nygaard tracked it down for the rebound.
Sifted it to the net. I might have to use that there tonight. That was a pretty good one. You get 7 minutes up on the board on a penalty. You never want to see that. You lose Mink in the process as well. The penalty kill was almost just as big as that goal that was scored.
Yeah, that was just a matter of frustration for Graham Mink. I mean, he's an older guy, should know better. And, he was pretty aware of it after the game. He addressed the team. He came and talked to myself and the rest of the coaching staff, and something that I don't expect to see happen anytime in the near future. I mean, it puts our team down, and it takes out a guy that we rely on to score goals, and at that point it's a 0-0 hockey game, and like I said, both teams were fighting to try and create anything offensively.
You've seen San Antonio in person, you've seen them on tape. What makes them so good?
Well, they're a well-rounded team. First of all, they're well coached. They've got a great coaching staff that work extremely hard. They have good goaltending, a lot of talented players up front. They have some skilled guys on the blue line and some big shutdown defenders like Yonkman on the blue line that bring a lot of experience. So they've had some guys that have won at certain with other teams, and they've put it all together, and their team that now works, and with their skill, there's a reason they're number one. They're a well-rounded hockey team. We have to be our best game here tonight in order to beat them.
And you get them here at home against some teams. Obviously, it's an advantage at home all the time, but is it even more important tonight to have that last change against a team like San Antonio?
I think so. I think that home ice advantage has to come into it. We enjoy playing in front of our fans. We've had some good crowds in this building as of late, and it's important for our team to continue to establish our home ice identity. The last change certainly helps. I mean, like I said, we like to be a four-line team and kind of roll and go, but there's certain matchups that we're going to want to stay away from, or certain matchups that we're going to want to get, so we'll push the envelope a little bit and make sure we're getting those and hopefully get the job done, but we're still going to have everyone going. We're not going to We can't afford to have any passengers when you're playing a first place club.
Back in the early 90s, you're getting your feet wet with Huntington. You get onto a team and your second year pro, you're joined by a guy by the name of Ray Edwards. What can you tell us about back in the playing days when you were playing with a guy across the bench from me?
Well, you know what? He's a competitor first and foremost, and he's a hungry guy, and he's driven to win, and he didn't take many nights off, I'll tell you that, and I know that his team is playing the exact same way as he played. He was hard to play against, and just that competitive nature, I think, is carried over, and it's a reflection. His team is reflection of the way he approached the game, so that's why I know it's going to be a hard-fought battle here tonight.
All right, that's Riverman head coach Jared Bednar as the Riverman gets set for San Antonio when we come back on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.